Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And joining us this morning is Darren Frehel.
Good morning. How are you after the weekend? Hard to put a finger on it, isn't it?
Greece, New Zealand. We've got Gibraltar.
Yeah, we have.
I think he was talking about the other sport, Gavin, now, to be fair. But anyway.
South Africa last night.
Great game.
What a game against France. They were my second team, France, after Ireland. So both of them went out over the weekend. Very disappointing.
So the hopes of the Northern Hemisphere rest on...
England. But last night was pretty impressive. South Africa, they are the fourth and final team to take a place in the semi-finals at the Rugby World Cup, beating France 29-28. It was as good as that scoreline suggests. And a very lucky man who was at that game last night was our own Michael Corcoran, and he joins me on the line. What a game, Michael. Did South Africa deserve it?
Probably just about, Darren, but they've broken the hearts of the entire French nation, I can tell you, and have knocked the wind out of the competition completely. You know, who knew at the time when Cheslin Colby chased down that attempted conversion from Thomas Ramos that was going to have implications at the very end of the game? The atmosphere was sensational. We walked out of there on Saturday night after the Ireland-New Zealand game going, this is one of the greatest games of all time. But I think it's been surpassed by the match last night. The quality of rugby on view last night, particularly in the first half of the match, was just absolutely sensational. I mean, this is a competition, Darren, that's only been won by four teams. Just think of that, four teams, and three of them are back in the semi-final of the competition. And I'm afraid that France's insistence on making the pool draw 1,000 days out from the start of the competition has come back to bite them, because all of the good teams were stacked in one side of the draw, and we saw that with the quality of the four teams that were playing in Paris over the course of the weekend.
Michael, by my reckoning, you've been working, this is your sixth World Cup to work on, so you have commentated in Ireland losing six World Cup quarterfinals. Are you able to give us any insight into what is this hurdle that keeps getting in our way? Can you put your finger on anything in particular that's stopping us from getting over it?
I think this is completely different actually to the previous ones. I don't think we were capable of competing at the top level with other teams previously, but on this occasion there'll be huge disappointment and regrets, yes, 100%, but you know, we were massively unlucky. We were held up over the line at the very, very end of the game. It's a game of inches, and unfortunately, on this occasion, we came up against a New Zealand team who, I spoke to Justin Marshall at the match last night at Stade de France, and he said it's the best that he's seen New Zealand play in the last 3 years. And we just ran into a bang in form New Zealand team. A couple of things didn't go well for us, the lineup particularly, which has been a bit of a concern throughout the course of this competition. We were cut open badly for that Will Jordan try. But we still, in fairness to the players, we still fought our way back into it. And we were just desperately unfortunate, I would say, rather than unlucky. But we should really have executed that final play to get in for the try, which would have won the game and would have seen us get through to the semi-final.
Before we go, Michael, obviously this is still a very good team, but in some ways, is it the end of an era?
Oh, it is, without a doubt, yeah, because, I mean, you know, obviously that team is never going to play together again. We know Johnny Sexton is gone, and what a fantastic player that man was, but so too Keith Earls. You know, so there are two players who will definitely be gone. Others may, and I'm not going to start naming names or anything, but others may very well consider their options, for want of a better phrase. But that's how teams evolve, and that's how, you know, we've had a very good conveyor belt of players coming through. Richie Murphy's done an incredible job with the under-20s in the last number of years. We've won two Six Nations Championship Grand Slams, and we got to the final of an under-20 Rugby World Championship as well. So we've a good lifeline of players coming through, and they'll be fed through in the next cycle towards the next Rugby World Cup in Australia in 4 years' time.
Michael Corcoran in Paris, thanks for joining us here on Morning Ireland. Now, the Republic of Ireland are in action tonight, the penultimate match of the Euro 2024 campaign. I think we just want this one to be over, don't we? We meet Gibraltar in the Algarve, 7:45 start, live in RT2 from 7 o'clock. It's also on Game On. Ireland hoping to win for just the second match in this campaign. 5 defeats so far. The only one came at home to Gibraltar, 3-0 victory. The Irish manager, Stephen Kenny, has been speaking to Tony O'Donoghue.
Any injury concerns, anything we need to be concerned about? Andrew Moran was due to join up with the squad after the under 21 game, but he actually got an ankle injury in the game and had to be substituted, so he hasn't joined up, but everyone else is fit.
And when you look at the game, qualification is out of our reach now, and it's not the Parc des Princes, it's not the Aviva Stadium. Will you have a job to motivate the players, do you think, for a game like this?
It's all the players' ambition to play for Ireland. Motivation is not an issue once you put on the green shirt in relation to, yes, we're out of the running, which we're disappointed with. We acknowledge that. But certainly tomorrow it's an international game and one that we want to win.
Let's see what happens. We'll be going live to the Algarve a little bit later in the programme. I have to say, Scotland, well done to them. They've qualified for Euro 2024. They beat Spain. Thanks to Spain's 1-0 win over Norway. So both Spain and Scotland go through.
And Wales beat Croatia.
2-1. Yeah. So Scotland and Wales going really well. Unfortunately, we're not. Before I go, Irish rider Richard Howley claimed one of the biggest wins of his career in Oslo yesterday. 5-star World Cup Grand Prix event. He and his horse, Consolette de Prelay, they were part of a 17 horse jump off, but the Sligo man came out on top, beating a former world number one to the title.
Darren, thank you.